Blog Talk Radio. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you all. Welcome again to the Elevated Places Network and tonight's program, Ask Minister Ava, with myself, Sister Ava Muhammad, my co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad. Our executive producer is Sister Rona Muhammad, and our legal contributor is Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad. And, of course, what makes this program the best place to be on Thursday nights is you, all of those who listen, all of those who log in at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces, and those of you who call in and listen by telephone or weigh in, because this is a live talk show and we discuss the important issues of the day in the context of the divine guidance that is among us, the blessing that we as black people received in 1930 with the presence or the appearance, because he had been in and out of the country for 20 years prior to that, but it was in that year that Master Fadhad Muhammad made himself known, raised up from among us his exalted Christ, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And now we are blessed that in the midst of the unraveling of this nation, we have mercy in their messenger Messiah, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So it's a great blessing to be here and to be with you tonight. We promise you, as always, a wonderful in-depth program, and all of our guests are phenomenal. They are fabulous, and then there are those guests who are just absolutely exciting and spectacular, and we have one such guest this evening. But before we go any further, and of course I know you have your final call issue, your current issue of the final call newspaper. And we're going to talk more about that shortly. We know that this past Saturday, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan spoke virtually live at the installation ceremony for Reverend Reginald W. Sharp at the Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church. We'll talk a little bit about that. And make sure you have your paper, and make sure that all who mean something to you have the Final Call newspaper, either the print copy or the digital copy, which can be obtained at finalcalldigital.com. And the heading this week, Sanctions, Suffering, and Death: How America Works to Destroy Other Nations Without Firing a Shot. And, of course, I think many of you have seen the horrendous photos of our brothers and sisters from Haiti who have come to this country seeking refuge and seeking a safe haven. one of the poorest countries. I shouldn't. The country's not poor. The people are poor because of the U.S. intrusion. But Haiti is manifesting as one of the richest areas in the Western Hemisphere. But they just suffered another earthquake and came here seeking a safe haven, only to be chased out by Joe Biden and his administration. And there were photos released showing white men on horses with whips beating brothers from Haiti who were attempting to cross the border, reminiscent of the days of slavery, which never have truly ended. But I'm not going to get on that soapbox. Let me get this program moving, and nobody's better at that than our man about the globe, Brother Terrence Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Terrence.
Wa alaikum salam. Man, that was perfect cue. No, I am excited, and it's always, you know, this is, I don't know, Dr. David, it's a blessing, and it's an honor, and it's a literal joy to come on the show every week and try to make, you know, we meet and overcome all obstacles in our path. So I'm at an event right now in Hampton, Virginia, talking about voter registration, but not really talking about that. We really were talking about what's going on in the community and issues around the community and what we should be aware about. Because one of the things that just happened recently in Hampton, Virginia, actually in Newport News, you know, we was in a barbershop. We haven't been in a barbershop. And we find out when the young brothers comes and lets us know that, you know, we heard about a shooting at a school, at a high school. But the young brother came and told me, he said, no, you know, it wasn't, this is what really happened. He said this one brother got jumped by six guys and got away. And when he got away, he went and got his school bag, got a gun, and started shooting. And some people got shot. And, you know, just to hear that, right, it's almost like we are suffering and dealing with police brutality, but we're also dealing with the violence that's still in our community. So we definitely have to deal with setting up conflict resolutions and the 10,000 fearless that go into our community and stand between the guns, because this wasn't an adult. These are young people that had a gun at school to even be able to retaliate. And just hearing that, you know, as we're having this discussion around what are the issues in the community, it just is very heartbreaking. But I wanted to make sure we came on the show because, as we always want to talk about, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and uplifting not only the minister's word of the criterion, because we're still fighting, we're still battling what's going on around COVID and the vaccination. So we don't want to ever forget to talk about and uplift the criterion. But also, you know, Dr. Ava, people need to really go into the final call and really dig in to all of the final call, all of the things that you can go to finalcalldigital.com, finalcalldigital.com. Please read the paper and the area that you're editing as it relates to COVID, so we can really get the information that we need to battle what's coming against us through the highest level. And even now we're looking at, they are so wicked, as Dr. Ridge used to always talk about, the Terminator gene and growing in Monsanto's and what they're doing in the GMOs. And they're, not only are they going to put, you know, making GMOs, now they're trying to slide in vaccination into your food. So all this is going on that we have to fight against. So we need to run to the guidance of the minister and those that are helping with the minister to give guidance to the people to get out of her. And that's why Project Separation is very key. That's why separation is the best and only solution. And if you want to learn more how you can improve yourself and improve your community, self-improvement is the basis for community development. Tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., go to NOI.org, NOI.org, because I know once y'all hear the show, y'all immediately want to get involved in what can I do, self-improvement. Coming to that class, 7:30 p.m., NOI.org, and then come get your spiritual teaching on Sunday, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, NOI.org, And what else can I say about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who tells us what time it is and the time and what must be done Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. NOI.org. But, Dr. Ava, you know, I wanted to remember this past Tuesday. Monumental. Was it this past Tuesday? No, yesterday. Monumental. And I want to make sure my date's right, because yesterday. That, the great meeting, the great historical meeting in 1931, that a master teacher met a man in 1931 in Detroit, where it all began. And he met this man, Master Father Muhammad Mess, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the greatest love story ever told began. That great love story is now putting on a trajectory for us to see the kingdom of God come into existence if we follow that one in our midst today. But also, Dr. Ava, the atrocity, the reason for that coming is because of what we're now seeing in Texas. Because you know what? Texas is crazy as, woo! Because I remember, Dr. Ava, the family summit that was planned in Texas, and the minister said, I'm not going to Texas, and we moved it to Atlanta. And the same weekend we had in Atlanta, that's when that Hurricane Harvey hit Texas, and now we're seeing what's going on. We're seeing that Texas got hit with Harvey. We're seeing how Louisiana got hit.
Amen.
And the text, you know, and how did we get Louisiana? Who helped with that? What Haitians helped with that? And then we're seeing the abuse. I mean, it's so wicked, Dr. Ava, when you can just watch not something from the 1800s. We were watching something from 2021. Men on horseback, Dr. Ava, with whips beating black people. And not just any black people, our Haitian brothers and sisters. I think our sister Tamika Mallory and Until Freedom, my son Linda Sassor, they're going to Dallas to raise supplies and stuff and get to them. And there's a lot of brothers and sisters with the different Haitian organizations that are working. Trader Truth is on board to help down there. And I'm just so happy that there are people that are on board to make sure that we do something. Yeah. But here's the other thing that I want to wrap up on, Dr. Ava, is that one of the things Tamika said, I told y'all in the beginning, it wasn't no, you know, some people do support different candidates, but the reality, we wasn't lifting up the fight. We wasn't lifting up on the social justice fight just because we got some JoJo in the office. Well, let me not be disrespectful. President Joe Biden and Sister Vice President Kamala Harris, just because you are in there and black people supporting you don't mean that you're not going to get that smoke. What do I mean, that smoke? You ain't going to get that fire. That you ain't going to get the same smoke and fire that Trump got for this, his just outrageous disrespect to the community. And what we're seeing, where they're silent to what's going on, Haley. Their outrage is not enough, as they had help going to the Afghans, but you can't go right down to Texas to help black people. We are watching, and we're going to continue to hear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That's why this show is so important, Dr. Ava. So I'm in Hampton, Virginia. I'm getting ready to take down all these posters, wrap up, and clean up, but I'm still on this show because I'm ready to hear the powerful message, the powerful words. We got our sister Attorney Pamela. We got you, Dr. Ava, on here to give us some good guidance and some good news, because we want to take us on an elevated place from where we are today. So I'm just high-spirited because I'm here on the show. What else can you do on Thursday night? We ain't got Cosby's show in a different world. It's Thursday night. This is prime time. So 8 o'clock, we on the prime time spot. Ain't no other TV show or anything else you need to be doing, but right here on Ask Dr. Ava with Elevated Places Network. And before I forget, I think, Dr. Ava, this Saturday, this Saturday is going to be a historical review. Oh, my goodness. I almost forgot about it. But this Saturday, NOI history and the rebuilding work, man, I was talking about it. See, I've spoken into existence. but the rebuilding work, firsthand testimony, and we've been talking about this for weeks, we need to testify. But it's going to be yourself, student minister Dr. Ava Muhammad, student minister Abdul Sharif Muhammad, oh my goodness, student minister Abdul Haq Muhammad, and student minister Abdul Arf Muhammad. This Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, multimedia presentation. You can register at, oh my goodness, we gotta find a way to put this out. I'm going to put the flyer out. We got to put it on your page because, you know, we got all these numbers here. Too much to kind of go over. But I know somebody's going to hit me up and we'll tell y'all how to get it because, you know, you got to type this out. This is not something I can just give you the letters and the numbers. But there will be something going on this Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, multimedia presentation, NOI history, and the rebuilding work. This ain't no something that you heard about, something that these brothers and sisters live and were a part of this rebuilding with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Back to you, Dr. Ava.
Thank you, Brother Terrence. And you know, specifically, and there was another flyer circulating earlier. I don't know why it was changed, but specifically it is a celebration. It's really a reunion of the pioneers of the rebuilding in the early years at 1110 Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn, New York, where what was then called Temple Number 7, and a couple of years into the rebuilding, the minister began using the term mosque, but it was Number 7 in Brooklyn. At that time, we did not have a mosque in Harlem or any of the other parts. But the rebuilding, when we had our first two-story building that we leased, it was in Brooklyn, New York on Eastern Parkway. And in addition to those who you named, also there will be Brother Abdul Qadir Muhammad, Sister Aisha Muhammad, our former National MGT Captain and currently Student National Auditing Director, and a number of others. Brother Abdul Arif Muhammad's wife, Sister Sharon Muhammad, the whole family that was in that mosque in those years. And we have some incredible stories to tell. All of us under the leadership of the East Coast regional representative, who was then Brother Linward X, and you now know him as Minister Abdul Karim Muhammad. So this is going to be exciting to have the, even though it's going to be virtual, but we're going to feel the joy on Saturday. So at this time, we're going to move into the program, and we're really blessed tonight, as always, to have our resident legal contributor, Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad. And I want to get her mic open. Here we go. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Pamela.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Dr. Ava and Brother Terrence Muhammad. It is such a honor and a privilege, as always, to be a part of this show. I want to get right to it. As Brother Terrence was talking about the events going on in Texas with the deplorable treatment of our Haitian brothers and sisters, the inhumane treatment, really brings the issue also of the collapse of the George Floyd police reform bill here in the United States as it relates to police brutality. On Wednesday, we see that the talks collapsed, so there will not be an approval of the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. And that law was aimed at making police more transparency in police departments, there more accountability with police murdering. There was some effort to eliminate qualified immunity, which is a law that operates to make police and states really have zero liability for the misconduct and for the incidents of violence and shootings that we've seen. And so this legislation would have also banned chokeholds and other acts of inhumane treatment that we see right here in, you know, in our country with our people who are, quote unquote, alleged to be citizens. But again, the talks have collapsed and the police reform bill has stalled. And so this is what we see, you know, with us being treated this way as black people in this country, and we see them treating our people all over the globe in this manner. And I wanted to just bring up, Sister Dr. Ava, this D.C. Minor Consent for Vaccination Act of 2020. As we may recall, Sister Charlene Muhammad did several articles regarding this law that was passed in D.C., which would allow children 11 and older to be vaccinated without their parents' knowledge or consent. You know, this is a very wicked, wicked law. I can't imagine anything any more just terrible and just crazy, because you're saying that a child, the state can come between a child and their parent and actually take consent from a child who doesn't have the ability to consent. And we know that with these vaccines, there's no real informed consent with even adults. So when you're snatching people's children without their knowledge and consent, this is really horrible. And so just quoting Sister Charlene's article, she quoted the minister who said he wants to put, and he's speaking of the enemy wants to put needles in our baby. But the minister is quoted in her article as saying, tell him not today. Goes on to her article quoted Robert Kennedy, who was with the Children's Health Defense, and he is stating that circumventing parental consent is clearly an overreach on the part of the state and local health agencies. And so, Sister Ava, I just wanted to end with your quote in another article she did, because as many may know, the Children's Health Defense, they filed a lawsuit back on July the 12th. Challenging that law as being unconstitutional, and I believe that lawsuit was dismissed, but they are preparing to file another one. So I thought your quote in an article called Parents Left in the Dark, you say this bill, and you're referring to the vaccination 2020, you know, where the children in D.C. are being allowed to be given the shot without their parents' consent, which is horrible. But you say this bill is puritarianism. This is an extreme and complete means of exercising the highest degree of control over human life. Those who sponsored it, those who voted in favor of it, are open enemies of the people of this country, especially the black people of Washington, D.C., stated Nation of Islam Minister Ava Muhammad, who's the national spokesperson for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So I wanted to add that, contribute that particular story to your show tonight. And thank you so much for allowing me to participate, Sister Ava. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, well, alaikum salam. And you know, it's, I just don't know what to say to us, to convey the urgency, the sense of urgency we should all feel. At a minimum, we should be highly irritated or anger, really enraged over the blatant effort of the corporate-controlled U.S. government to attempt to force us. And they've used everything but the army thus far, because they know what Minister Farrakhan said July 4th. That will be a declaration of war when you bring your army to physically force it. Well, they've done just about everything else, though. And right now, the First Amendment is being dismantled. The recognition of one's right to a free exercise of religion basically doesn't exist, where in order to get an exemption, I have to persuade you and make you understand and accept my faith, and I have to provide you with an official document from my faith community. It doesn't, none of this holds up to the U.S. Constitution, but worse than that, it doesn't hold up to belief in God. You know, the First Amendment is part of the Bill of Rights, the amendments which were added to the original Constitution to protect the individual. Now, the Nation of Islam is the only entity that as a whole has rejected the COVID-19 vaccine as being in direct opposition to the commandments and the will of the God we serve. And we provide our faith community with those documents. However, this is not lawful for that to be required. Here are colleges and universities and businesses in the secular world saying to the individual, you prove to me that this is your belief system. Well, the First Amendment is for the individual. I don't have to be affiliated with any entity or belong to any community of faith in order for me to state that it is my belief that I should not take this COVID-19 or any vaccine, that I choose not to, out of my belief system. But now you have to provide a letter from an official in your entity. You have to, in addition, write something in a form explaining further why you should not be subjected to this deadly, proven deadly vaccine, which the U.S. government acknowledges that 15,000 of her citizens are dead as a direct result of this vaccine. And we know from the Harvard study that the data collected through their system reflects approximately 1% of the true total. But you're bringing up, Sister Attorney Pamela, this idea of laws where you can jab my child with this product that you have manufactured that already has a record of death and injury and effects that remain to be seen, that not only are you able to stick a needle in my offspring, but I don't even have to know about it. Now you tell me how and in what way that is different from slavery. Chattel slavery, bondage, that is making me and my child your property. All that is going on is a violation of their 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, abolishing involuntary servitude. This is involuntary, yet white women can lead a 50-year-old campaign to say, I have a right, even if it's for no more than financial reasons, to go out here, have sexual intercourse, get pregnant, and then terminate the life that has been produced out of that. I can do that. Or two men can marry, or two women can marry. and go out here and adopt children, since by nature and God's law, they can't make children. So here is a nation engaged in every violation against God that is conceivable and inconceivable. Because just when you think, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, you cannot fathom the depths of Satan. And just when they've gone as low as you think they can, they go lower. But it is in their DNA. I'm talking about white America. It is in their DNA to exert ownership over us. You can't give my child an ice cream cone if I don't say so. And you're telling me that you can inject my child's body with something that's already demonstrably deadly, and not only not get my permission, but keep it a secret from me, which means since my child can talk and see and think, you're turning my child against me. So I want house servant Negroes to explain to me why separation is not the best and only solution. That's our only salvation, is to get as far away as possible from these demons. And so we're going to have to step up our activity. See, there was so much blowback on those pictures, Sister Attorney, of those men on horses with whips that
yes, ma'am.
The Biden administration announced. Now look at their response. We're not going to use horses anymore.
Yes, ma'am. Teach, Sister Ava.
And we are trying to assimilate with that mind.
Yes, ma'am.
We really need to stop it, but I didn't mean to go on the
Oh, no.
Thank you.
No. You meant it, and the Spirit of the Lord was upon you, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon every listening voice that has tuned in, even the enemy. If you got that recorded, enemy, take that back to your master and let them know what you heard tonight from our sister, Dr. Ava Muhammad. Don't mix it up, tell it straight like she said it, every word, enemy, and run straight to hell with it. And for all you weak ones and hypocrites,
yes,
know that there is strength in Farrakhan, as you just heard from our sister.
Have mercy.
Sister, national spokesperson, Sister Dr. Ava Muhammad, because we're not playing, and you just heard the voice of a warrior. And if you want to hear more of that warrior's voice, go to MinisterAva.com, MinisterAva.com, because this is not a game. So, Dr. Ava, yeah, keep with that fire, because you just kind of lit it up early in the game. You know, you just hit that. You hit 0 to 100 real quick, real fast.
Praise be to Allah. Well, and you know that because the enemy is hell bent on our destruction. You know, the heading of this profound, powerful article that leads the COVID section of this week's Final Call, President Biden, the perfect choice. To implement COVID-19 depopulation plan. And in this article, you just have to read this, because this takes you into not only the actions of the and policies of the Biden administration. And as you said earlier, Brother Terrence, you're not going to be spared the fire that was thrown at Donald Trump, and you're coming in, and Kamala Harris with him. Now they're exceeding the horrors of the Trump administration. with the manner in which they're handling this COVID-19 vaccine. And no matter how many facts come before Joseph Biden, he's pushing head on. He said this week, we have to get the children vaccinated as soon as possible. Now, we all know it is a statistical fact that the COVID virus has a survival rate that is in the 99 percentile. 99% of persons who contract this virus, whether it was the original virus or now what they call the Delta variant, which is the original virus, has now morphed or mutated into another form as it seeks to try to survive its own shelf life. And so now it has taken on another form that is highly contagious, is highly infectious, but it's far less deadly, because that's the ratio and the mechanism by which viruses survive. They will trade off their ability to kill in exchange for their ability to survive. And so in order to stay active, the virus becomes more infectious. So you're going to see more cases, but you're going to see even a lower death rate, and you are seeing it. But here's the bigger point, and there is another article following the research group by our sister Charlene Muhammad that you must read. Frontline nurses expose media and government COVID lies. This is a must read. These are nurses on the front line who are making it known that these patients that you hear about on the news that are coming into the hospitals, they're not sick from COVID. They're sick from the vaccine. And you have to read this article. Then lastly, we have an explosive report. There was a television station, WXYZ Television, that asked its readers to send in COVID death and injury stories. This is what WXYZ Channel 7, and I don't recall, I don't see it, it's somewhere in here, what city this is in. But this is what the television station said to the public on its Twitter page. It said, after the vaccines were available to everyone, did you lose an unvaccinated loved one to COVID-19? If you are willing to share your family story, please DM us your contact information. We may reach out for a story we're working on. And so despite the fact that the vaccine has admittedly, by the U.S. government admits, it's killed 15,000 previously healthy Americans, as you know, Facebook has censored any information that shows the vaccine being anything but a savior. But guess what happened when WXYZ TV asked the community for stories of how terrible it is to be unvaccinated? They were flooded with stories of death and injury from the vaccine. And as of September 17th, this Facebook post has received 47,000 likes, 196,000 shares, and 216,000 comments. You have to read some of those lifted in the Final Call newspaper. For example, my grandma is currently in the hospital, testing negative for COVID, but has been sick as hell since getting the vaccine that she had to have for her hip surgery. It is awful. She's been so sick, and now she's in the ICU on oxygen and will probably get COVID from being in the hospital, and it's the vaccine that landed her there. And the stories just go on and on, the horror stories. My dad, 49 years old, died suddenly 2 weeks to the date of getting his first vaccination from Moderna. Oh, thank you. I'm told this is in Detroit, Michigan, WXYZ-TV. And this person, Debbie Hitchcock, said, my father, who died at 49, did not have COVID. However, his death certificate stated otherwise. These are stories that need to be told. Someone else wrote, I almost died 2 days after I got the Moderna. I kept losing consciousness. On the way to the hospital, my blood pressure dropped. My heart was barely beating. They got the crash cart ready, had the paddles out, and then I woke up. It's been 7 months, and I am still sick with newer symptoms. I feel poisoned. My head is heavy, and the poison just sits in my body. I am very sick. I cannot get up from the bed. If I make it to the couch, I'm stuck there. It's an effort to go to the bathroom. This is all from the Moderna, WXYZ Channel 7. And then I'll just read one more. Cynthia Lippi, Justin Barclay, I lost both my parents. I guess that's the anchor on the station. I lost both my parents to COVID 11 days apart over the holidays of 2020. They were both vaccinated. All right, so all that to try to give you a little preview of what you will learn if you study and read the Final Call newspaper, and that's the COVID section. We didn't even go over yet the writings and teachings from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So with that, we promised you, we always give you the very best, the most brilliant array of brothers and sisters from all walk of life have come on Elevated Places in its 10 years on Blog Talk Radio. And we never disappoint, and we're blessed to have returning to us a young man who is, you talk about front line in the war on this depopulation genocidal plan. I am talking about none other than Brother Riza Islam. And you know, they say if you want to know who a man is, look at who his enemies are. Well, Brother Riza is on Joe Biden's list of the disinformation dozen, standing accused of spreading misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccine, when we all know he is one of Minister Farrakhan's warriors in the battle. Well. On the field. I mean, I'm talking about throwing arrows and dodging bullets. I'm talking about the smoke and fire, as we say, Brother Terrence, of the battle field. And what
come on,
has
come
it
on.
Done? Has it slowed him down? Has it
what?
Slowed him down?
What?
No.
What?
It has.
I think he on the world tour.
Him. I'm telling you. All praise.
On the president's list. He on this president's list, not the dean's list.
I mean,
not the dean's list, but the president's list.
Come on, Brother Terrence.
Come on.
Brother Terrence, you're always good at making sure stuff doesn't get past us. I'm glad you
I mean, just think about that, Dr. Ava. We know the number one aim of this world and the enemy is to kill the messenger of God. So if you on that list of the enemy, then you know you must be walking with a powerful man, and you must be walking with the Messiah, because you know you on his list. So what does that mean? His list has not only everybody that's in Afghanistan and that's on the national hit list. You on the president's list. That's a whole different list. That's a whole different list.
Commander-in-chief of the most powerful nation on the earth.
Of all of the military, you on his list.
God's archenemy. Come on. Come on. Yes, sir. So we're blessed to bring him back to the microphones of Elevated Places. Brother Riza Islam, assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, and all praise is due to Allah. Wow. Oh.
That's what we're saying.
I love us so much. I have to just say this. I love us so much. I can see Dr. Ava smiling through the phone. I can see Brother Terrence jumping up and down. I can feel this energy. I'm always honored. I'm always blessed and humbled to come before the believers. And of course, to the mighty, mighty, consistent and powerful Elevated Places amongst now the decade that it has been going strong. And we thank Allah for you. And for all of those a part of the team who have helped keep this consistent watering spiritual, mental, intellectual food going into our veins and into our body, because these are the underground railroads of information that we have to continue to support. Mm. And the censorship continues because those who have reached the message and have received it from the messenger of God and his servant, we continue to push it, but Satan is losing control, and because of that, he is trying to shut everything down. So this is far more important than just some, you know, internet radio, some phone call. It is far more important because of the value that comes through this. So, again, I want you and all of you to know, Dr. Ava, as well as the entire team, that I am extremely humbled every time I am invited to come on. I thank Allah for you. I thank Allah for all the work that all of us continue to do within our respective capacities, because as Brother Terrence so eloquently put it, you know, the aim of this world is to kill the messenger of God. Well, messenger of God normally and traditionally has always had some of his soldiers with him, always have had a staff like Moses. A staff represents a team, his support team. Jesus had his disciples. He had people with him. And you can translate that into the 12 being the square root of the 144,000 soldiers, angels that will come at the head of the Christ at the end of Satan's world. I don't take any of this lightly when we are talking about standing on behalf of this man upon whom I have dedicated to give my life to. And the enemy knows that very well. There is no price that you can offer me, and I don't think there's a price that any of you can be offered to turn on the man of God that we recognize in our midst today, which is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So I mean, man, the introduction got your brother fired up so much. My heart is so it's so full. I'm like, oh, man, what is the topic today? Because I was getting teared out over here. I'm all the way in Compton. Like, man, look, come on. Y'all can't have a young soldier, righteous soldier, thug crying like this. yes, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say we want to hear notes from the battlefield. See, you're like that that trooper coming in, you know, from the actual war, while we're doing our best to spread the word and keep things going. But I think it's no coincidence that you're on this week in the current issue of the paper, the COVID section. The main story is about President Biden, and we characterize him as the perfect choice to implement the COVID-19 depopulation plan. And I've heard people comment that, you know, you'll remember when Donald Trump contracted the virus and he was sick to the point that they brought Marine One almost in the door of the White House. They landed so close because they didn't want the public to see him getting on. And then 3 days later, he was jumping up and down and chirpy, and he said, you know, I've been cured. And the protocol that he got, he said everybody should get this. So he was done. In the minds of the heads of the depopulation plan, you know, the Bill Gates and the
that's right,
the Anthony Fauci's, who's really a water boy for Big Pharma.
Come on.
But for you to go on his list, Brother Rizza, we just want you to know we got your back, okay? We've got your back. Because you're right. There's always those with the servant of God. And this man right here, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, this is the end of the end. This is the manifestation of Allah's mercy. And he said it. He said his presence is what's keeping all of this going. He said that in the Criterion. So when the day comes that he's no longer here, this is not a day any of us should want to see. But we have to face it so that we can go on the other side of it. But we are proud of you. And just any notes you can share from your living diary of what's going on out there, we are all ears.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Well, yes, ma'am. I have to say the first thing is I don't know if everyone has been feeling, but the tides are turning quite rapidly against Satan. People are awakening in such a way where Satan is kind of irritated now because the plan is not working. Mm-hmm. You know, the game isn't as rigged as he thought it was going to be. And so people of all colors, people of all creeds, ethnic backgrounds, races, religions, etc., even political parties are actually finding something to agree on. And this is the underground, but that is now busting from beneath the earth above it, which is that we have far more people that agree than those who disagree, far more people who refuse mandates, who refuse being subjected to having their rights removed, far more people who want to have their job to secure their rights to protect themselves, their bodily autonomy, their children, their education, their ability to travel, etc., than those who do not want these things. So it is short-circuiting Satan's system because we know that the major, I'm not going to say monkey wrench, I'll just say righteous wrench that was jammed into his system is the Criterion that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan presented last year on July 4th. That was the crescendo, I will say, because the minister has warned us time and time and time and time again for over 60 years or three generations, six decades about this enemy, and vaccines in particular have come up roughly, I would say, to my knowledge, over the last 35 or 40 years, and prior to that, the messenger himself warned against them. So in my setting up a beachhead, as we're taught in class, and going and gathering data behind enemy lines, which is social media, which is enemy lines, that is the enemy's network, behind these different locations when I meet with these doctors, these lawyers, these scientists who have come out and given me data in person for the most part, in my knowledge and my gathering is, one, there is an internal war going on as we speak where almost 40 to 50% is the number that I was given by one staff member inside of the CDC dealing with the disagreement happening between the superior staff and those who are directly beneath those staff. So the supervisors are arguing with their juniors, and the juniors are arguing with their supervisors because they don't want to take the shot. This is inside of the CDC. This is inside of HHS. This is inside of Emory. This is inside of the FDA. The staff themselves are arguing with each other. That is turning outward because now you have the situation happening at schools. You have the religious organizations and groups are battling each other. Currently, the different celebrities that I've also been able to, that Allah has placed me, you know, in these certain positions of, have been reaching out in such high numbers to where they are about to bust at the seams and come out publicly to speak out against this. They have been quiet because they have been nervous for their families, and I'm saying what they have told me, A-lister actors, A-lister rappers, A-lister athletes who have been very afraid to speak out against this, but they are reaching a point where they're looking at helping the people more than simply thinking about their own family. So by Allah's permission, I'll continue to get the guidance from how the minister moves, how he has encouraged different artists and celebrities not to just come out because we don't want them to jeopardize their livelihood. We don't want them to jeopardize their family, their children. We don't want anything negative to happen to them. But a large enough number of them collectively now are at this point where they are willing, in their words, to lose contracts, to lose endorsements, and to even sever ties with their management and sever ties with their the companies that they have contracts with if it means that they can secure their rights and help the people. I sincerely thank Allah for not only the guidance of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, but for his example, because I wouldn't know what to do being reached out to from these artists and millionaires and people doing all this. I wouldn't know what to say. I wouldn't know how to maneuver in the most wise manner to help to secure them and then help them to gather knowledge with which to utilize so that they can go towards the most optimum decision with the least amount of damage. So it's happening in the medical field. Lawyers are now suing. There's over 10,000 medical professionals and over 1,000 lawyers currently suing the CDC and the World Health Organization for crimes against humanity as a violation of the 10 Nuremberg Codes and the Geneva Convention when it comes to experimentation on human beings. That is happening. They have been trying their best in the mainstream to keep that down. They don't want anybody to hear about that, but that is happening. There are, as of now, black folks and brown folks and white people have taken to the streets in multiple cities, states, and countries. And the beauty of this is it keeps getting bigger. The videos that I'm sent on a regular right now, New York is turning up in almost every borough right now. New York has had it. In a major way, Oregon has had it to a degree, certain areas, Brazil, about four different countries over in Europe, Africa, Jamaica is also, they finally jumped up, and that's a discussion I'm having with our brother by the name of Chronix, who is, I would say he's the biggest young artist, Jamaican, you know, reggae artist in the Caribbean, and he's around my age, he's 30, 31, and I met with him on the island of St. Lucia about 2.5 months ago, and he was saying that it's time for the Caribbean and brothers along the entire Caribbean to link up and unite with the brothers and sisters in America. The African American is what he said, brothers and sisters here, so that we can collaborate and unite our resources. This is a very big, influential brother, and I was blessed by Allah's permission to go there because the Rastafari nation decided that this is the time for they and us within the Nation of Islam to unite our two tribes is what they called it when it comes to us as a people. And they gave me so much knowledge and information. I spent 8 days on the island of St. Lucia there, and they specified that this is one thing, talking about the shots in particular, that is going to unite all of us, but they said it is time. We don't have any more time to argue over anything. They were founded in 1930, just as the Nation of Islam was founded in 1930. Their diet is vegetarian. As the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, that one day we will return to being vegetarians. They recognize the Holy Trinity of man, God, you know, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the same way we do. The sisters wear headpieces and dress the same way as the MGT. The brothers dress virtually the same way with certain uniforms as the FOI. We have so much in common, and I have received an official letter from them on their letterhead stamped, giving that I have to give, Dr. Ava, to you so we can give it to our brother minister, where they have officially extended the hand of unity from among the Rastafari nation to the Nation of Islam as a result of what the enemy is doing to our people across the planet and the diaspora of the earth as it pertains to these shots. There is an enormous amount of beauty coming out of this horrific circumstance. A blessing is coming out of this, which is why the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that this is a pestilence from heaven. He's very specific with his words, and this is something I've learned about him, is he does not speak idle words, but not just he doesn't speak idle words. The words that he does speak are very razor-sharp accurate, and I mean up to the present time. It shocks me every time because I'm like, he said a pestilence from heaven. I'm thinking, okay, how can it be a pestilence? Okay, well, let me go to the scriptures. I got to check that. Then let me go to science to validate that. Then I got to go to law and history and chemistry. I want to validate it every way possible so that if anybody tries to question me, I can hit them at every angle to prove the man of God's point. And I said, a pestilence from heaven. And he followed that up by saying, scholarship from hell cannot solve this. I said, oh,
come on,
I got it. All praises due to Allah. I got it. So by Allah's permission, there has been a large amount of not only exposure happening, which I'm sure many of you have seen, the FDA, Taylor Lee, who is the economist for one of the economists at the FDA, was exposed by something called Project Veritas. They are they're not mainstream, but they are a very large and powerful journalistic group and organization privately funded by the people, and they expose these different things. And they got a video interview from the economist, or one of the economists, Taylor Lee from the FDA, verbatim saying the very things that not only Bill Gates has stated, that not only the National Security Study Memorandum has stated, that not only Global 2000 has stated, and not only that, but what Zbigniew Brzezinski has stated. The man opened his mouth and said that at a certain point, even though there are certain people who are unvaccinated, one, he said, we need to create an unvaccinated registry. Now, for those who don't know what a registry is, it is when you have the list of names, the locations, their addresses, their phone numbers. A registry can extend to blood type. It can extend to country of origin. It can have all the information about a particular human being. And the man who was video recording him, he asked him, well, what do you mean registry? Are you saying like Germany? He said, well, wait, what type of Germany are you talking about? He said, like Nazi Germany. And I mean, straight face, I'm watching this video. He said, we need to have, at this point, we're tired of negotiating. And then the guy said, well, wait a minute, you can't blame African Americans for not wanting to take the shot. He said, you're right, I can't blame them, you're right, but at this point, blow darts. He said, blow darts? What do you mean blow darts? He said, we need to just go shoot blow darts and vaccinate people at this point. He said, we should use drones. We should use any means that we can to just shoot blow darts to inject people, because there's no other way. We don't have time to argue with people just because they don't want to take the shot.
My God.
This man, this devil, now this is why in my generation, at 31 years young of age, when the Honorable Innocent Farrakhan uses the word devil, he knows who he is talking about. When he quoted Fauci and said he's a devil, when he said Alan Dershowitz and said you are really Satan, when he specified those names, he is not being some unreasonable man, oh, he's changing up this or that. No, he knows what he is saying. And these are absolutely the same devils that Yaqub himself, although he wasn't a mad scientist, but he helped to create and remove out of us that germ that we had to see the physical expression of so that we could realize that it is real, very much real, in reality. And they have the same mindset today that they had back then, which is to prick the brain of the darker child or feed it to a wild beast. The wild beast is this government. The pricking is the vaccine that gets injected that goes up your bloodstream, bypasses the ingestion or your body's immunity, and goes past the blood-brain barrier to prick the brain. Ain't nothing changed. Nothing. So when I listened to this devil and watched him flagrantly say what he said, it was easy as breathing for him. I said, and he's the economist over the FDA, which means he deals with the money, which means he's going to do what is best for the bottom line, which means he's going to do the best to keep them in the black, which means I don't give a damn if I need to put things out under emergency use authorization, which is still technically experimental. I don't care how many people we got to kill to do it. We're already exempt from liability. So just shoot up as many damn people. We'll settle up later. We'll just say, hey, it was an accident. He even opened up his mouth and said, well, let's do this first. We'll just shoot up some white children first so that they can't say it's racist.
Come on, brother. Break it down.
I want us to really understand, I'm 31, and the devil that this enemy on mainstream media is trying to tell us Farrakhan is wrong about, that doesn't exist. Elijah Muhammad was wrong. Then you're just a bunch of bigots and racists. Why the hell are some of these people still talking like your ancestors back then? I didn't exist back then. But I'm hearing the same things now as what the messengers said back then, and they are more flagrant with technology. They're more evolved. But here's the reality. Those at the top who the minister knows who are not just white folk, and the minister said this specifically because I have another update to give us about these damn sellouts. I have another with Dr. Ava. I know you're particularly going to appreciate. Yes, ma'am. this in particular thing, I said, wait a minute. When he specified that, and when the minister talked about this, he said it is not just white people. For those of you who think it's just white, you have to evolve in your understanding of Satan, because Satan knows I can't just put white over there, because it's obvious now. Y'all are smarter now. At least y'all know now. Okay, if it's just white, you know, we know you're not going to trust them. So what are we going to do? We're going to put the black faces, the black doctors, with our indoctrinated mind, not educated information that they have obtained by critical thinking, but indoctrination, that they think they know what they know not. So I've had debates recently with scientists, debates recently with lawyers. I had one debate with a pulmonologist, which is a respiratory doctor, and who's also a emergency medical physician, on the which one is better. And I could not believe they even brought this argument out. And I said, the pharmaceutical companies are becoming so desperate. But the argument was, is natural immunity better than vaccine-induced immunity? I can't even believe they even tried to bring this up as an argument. This is 10th grade biology. This is insanity. As we know, the minister said, this is not just a war of black and white and this and that. This is the war of Armageddon. This is the war between Satan and God. This is that war, because you are attacking nature. You're questioning the architect of the very physical apparatus that you have, that you did not create yourself, and you don't even know how to duplicate lungs and a heart yet entirely, although they're trying. But you don't know how to duplicate the whole physical human being's physiology. But you are going to say, well, it's still not perfect. It's insane. So when these debates happen, by Allah's permission, your brother, per the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the guidance of the minister, and the modern understanding of how all this information ties in, we were easily able to defeat that argument and educate the people so that they can have a better informed decision, and by Allah's permission, we potentially save a few thousand, tens of thousands of lives, potentially. I don't know. But that argument is now being looked at as a legitimate argument from the CDC all the way down, vaccine-induced immunity versus natural immunity or God-given innate immunity. So moving on to the sellout individuals who have not only been paid, and I'm going to give one specific name, although there are others, but we must know at this time, because some of us become, what I've noticed, those of us who have the spirit of the minister and who strive to feed from that spirit, we understand that there is a time for peace and a time for war. We are not talking about aggression, of course. We are talking about defense and in response. At this time, there are some selling us out willingly, knowingly, and intentionally. There are others who are doing it because they believe the lies that they have been told, different artists, rappers, singers, et cetera. You have Ciara and her husband who told people to take the shot. You had Obama and Michelle telling people to take the shot. You had Charles Barkley. You have O.J. Simpson telling people to take the shot. Lil Boosie wasn't going to tell people to take the shot, but they got to him by threatening his Instagram and threatening his network that they were going to remove it again if he did not talk about the shot at least, and they also offered to pay him money as well. He had a long argument with Instagram executives to get his page back, and they finally offered him that to give it back on the condition of, and one of those conditions was dealing with these shots, and he promoted the shot. Now, again, I want us to understand a lot of people who we have faith in at this time are going to be tried with the very things that we are taught, that every year each believer will be tried at least twice severely every year. Loss of life, loss of property, different things that we will be tried with. We don't have the same, we have a different set of training than our people do. So a lot of the artists and celebrities, et cetera, they don't have general orders that they live by. They don't have the units and the study guides. They don't have that. They don't know. They don't have the strength, and they do not feel that they have the support. So because of that, many of them have folded. Many of them have bent over and have given up. Many of them have just said, you know what, fine, I'll say whatever, I'll do whatever. One of these, however, that I have verified, because we only speak actual facts, we are not going to slander nobody, and the enemy does not need no help lying. So I'm not going to lie on anyone. One of these individuals is D.L. Hughley, comedian. D.L. Hughley, who has said and has professed that he loves the minister in the Nation of Islam, and, of course, you know, FOI secured his shows. I mean, you know, we know D.L. Hughley. D.L. Hughley has sold out, in the words of his writer, who was a very good friend of mine, who loves the minister, loves the nation, and who is telling me, please, whatever I need to do to meet with the minister, please let me know. And he's a beautiful brother. His name is Jeff Brown. He said, Reese, I want to tell you this, and this is pretty much public, but he let me know that he wanted to get me onto DL's podcast. And I said, of course, I don't mind accepting that. You know, I just don't want the brother's podcast to get shut down, you know, so let him know how to put my name, not the full one, et cetera, because they're going to shut it down if I'm on there to a degree.
Yep.
So he said, all right, I'm going to talk to him. And he spoke with him. Here was the interesting part. Alex Jones interviewed your brother. Alex Jones brought Brother Reese Islam onto his show in studio and gave love to the minister, the nation, black folk. That man pissed off his own followers. It was like, why are you giving up so much love to black folk? Why are you – he's like, it's just the truth. And then it's the truth. This is what they're coming for them first. If they're coming for them first, and I know Farrakhan. I love him. I spent hours with him. He kept talking. He had more energy. I had to leave because I almost fell asleep. He has so much energy. I said, yes, sir. That's the man of God. He lives off the sun. His vitamin D intake is strong. That man, that's the sun. He is the sun. So after that, Bill talks to his writer, and his writer tells me, he calls me, he says, I don't understand this. He said, I spoke with DL, and DL told me he doesn't want to bring you onto his show because you sat down with Alex Jones. Now, okay, I don't know, Dr. Ava. I mean, I don't know if it's legalese, if it's a legal jargon that he was using, or if there's some manipulation of language, but I don't know how me sitting down with this man over here has anything to do with me sitting down with you, if you care about
him. Right.
Okay. So
that's
I traced
right.
it
yeah.
down
well,
more. Well,
there
said,
it
what
is,
does that have
if you
to
care.
If you care about, I said, what does that have to do with him? Why? I said, does he care about our people or not? Because he's professing like he does. He's always posting about racism and fighting against white supremacy. He said,
right.
Does he really care? Then he told me, he said, Reza, I got to tell you something. I need you to know this. And he said, this is actually why I'm more than likely going to quit soon. He said, but brother, DL has sold out worse than you can imagine. He said, he is beyond a company man. He said, I am the only one at our studio out of all the staff who have not taken the shot. Everyone has.
Wow.
He said, and not only that, he said, DL made it mandatory and almost threatened everyone to take it or else they will be fired. Now, this is, I'm walking us through this so that we can understand. And I said, you know what? I'm sure the brother's just ignorant. You know, we settle on the best part. I'm doing my best to just get the data before I, you know, say the brother's a straight-up sellout and all. Let me check. I said, well, no, brother, no. I mean, maybe he doesn't know. He said, no. He said, Reason, brother, Reason, I'm telling you. He said he has sold out all the way. He doesn't care. He said he's comfortable living in his home behind his gated, you know, community. He's comfortable hanging out with his white homeboys. He does not care about the people. He said, I've been his writer for over 10 years. I'm telling you. He said, it hurts me to tell you this, but this is the truth because I kept trying to give him the benefit of the doubt because we are taught to love our people more than they hate themselves. And I'm doing my best to follow the minister's teaching on this and not just go off on this brother. But his writer was reinforcing the fact that, no, he is gone. He's gone, and he's helping this enemy to do what he's doing. So I said, well, do this for me, brother. I don't have to be on this show. And, I, you know, Sister Dr. Ava, I'm telling you, I did my best to just offer. I said, let him know we can meet at your house, Jeff. I just want to give him the documents. I don't have to be on the show. I don't want to jeopardize the money that he's getting from the system, whatever.
Right.
I just need to give him the documents so that he can potentially get it himself. And maybe that will make him say, you know what, this is wrong. I can't do this. Let me give them their money back.
Right.
Let me start warning the people, hey, I made a mistake, whatever. He went to him. He called me back. I said, oh, Allah. He said, for the reason he said, he doesn't want to meet with you. He doesn't want to get nothing from you. He said, I even asked him, fine, if you don't want to meet with Brother Reza, fine. How about meeting with, you know, the Western Regional Minister, Brother Student Minister Abdul Malik Saeed Muhammad, my minister here? He said, what would be the purpose? He said, brother, because I want to see two black men who have influence and information to exchange, to help our people. He said, well, I don't know about that. He said, okay, you know what, fine. If you don't want to meet with Brother Reza, if you don't want to meet with the Western Regional Minister, how about if we can make it happen, would you go to meet with, now Jeff is a writer, he's a comedian. He called the minister Soul Brother Number One. Okay, that was funny. That was hilarious to me. I said, okay. So he said, Soul Brother Number One, the chief, would you mind meet with him? And he said, DL told, and I'm saying this so we can understand that there are gatekeepers who are doing their best to make sure our people do not receive the proper information and who do not do their best to save their lives and who are helping this enemy to take some of our people down with him. I'm not saying this to cause any harm to him. I'm not saying this to bring any harm to anyone, but I am doing what I'm here to do, and that is to deliver the message and the information from being out here, and there are too many of them who are helping this enemy. So, DL, to that answer, when it came to how about meeting with the minister himself, he said, I don't want to meet with none of them. I was 2 seconds away from asking for the address, and I just said, hold on, let me go back to my general orders. But, man, Lord have mercy. I'm like, listen, all right, fine. But at least I gathered that data so that I know that in my response, I will be justified because I extended the olive branch, I extended the hand of peace, I extended the information, the opportunity, just anything, and just to know that his intent and his motive is not to help our people at all in this, but to simply push this death on our people. Then that's when I started responding to him, and I had to give the people the report so that it didn't look like, you know, I was coming at him. But he's not the only one. There are a number of other ones, and I'm pretty much going to be done after this point here. A few different comedians, Ari Spears, who at first made a joke about the nation, a joke about me, and said, I don't want to get no information from no dude in a bow tie, some slick hair, and some glasses. I need y'all to give me some real scientists. He said this on video. D.L. Hughley shared that video. That video has had over 500,000 views. Once that occurred, that prompted the network of people who love the minister, love Brother Reza, who follow our network and what we teach. They went on the attack. Okay, now this is, again, touch not my anointed and do my servants and my prophets no harm. You're not going to attack the man of God, and you're not going to attack his servants and expect not to get some pushback. Sorry, but I don't control the internet. So they started blasting at Aries. He sends me a message. Brother, can you please call off your people? I said, I didn't call them on you. Then he said, fine. He said, Brother, you know what? I get it. You know what? Can we have a conversation on my podcast? I'm not afraid to do that. I said, I absolutely will accept. The brother set it up. We had the conversation. It was by far one of the best interviews I've ever had in my life. He redeemed himself. He allowed the information to get out. The people looked at him and said, Brother, you are one of the only comedians, artists, celebrities who had the courage to get the information out to the people to potentially help them and save their lives. He's one, and a number of other comedians have jumped on that now and said, Brother, we're going to help to get this information now because we did not know. We didn't know. And that was my main thing, was we want the dialogue to get out, but they've been censoring us from the minister all the way down for so long
right.
that a lot of our people genuinely don't know to this
don't
day.
Know.
As shocking as it may be, a lot of them don't know. But I will say, again, last point, just so we can understand how far this is going, Comedy Hype is the largest comedy group next to Comedy Central itself. They were sent a message, I don't know by who, maybe DL or somebody else, to attack me when I addressed Chris Rock about pushing the poison onto our people. They did a video on me, and they tried to now turn the world of comedy against Reza Islam, which, part, you know, pun intended, is funny. It's your comedians trying to come out against brothers and sisters who are activists. It's not the right thing to do, but I saw what the enemy was doing there. So then other comedians defended myself, the minister, and said, these people are trying to save your life. Stand down, listen to what they have to say. Now Comedy Hype has invited your brother on, and inshallah, next Tuesday, we'll be on there to also educate the over 600,000 subscribers on that platform to the world of comedy and the world of entertainment to potentially as well save more and more lives and to make the minister's commission known. So again, I thank Allah for being on. I pray I wasn't too long or too long-winded, Dr. Ava, but I just wanted to kind of, in a nutshell, give an update. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's a mic drop.
Low,
that's a whole mic drop. That's three mic drops. No, because you took a whole breath and laid out some. And I'm like, how can he? And you didn't lose nobody in that one breath. You didn't lose nobody and succinctly lay out a whole case. And what you laid out is just a piece of the case that you have to lay out.
Praise be to Allah.
Ooh.
And the fit with the minister and the position. Man, look.
I got a squad, Dr. Ava. Look, I got a squad. You don't know how my chest is, like, touching the other wall. That's how big my chest is now. My squad is that just like you started it off, Dr. Ava, when you just went in at the beginning of the show.
That's right.
Dropping it. You know, and the minister, you know, he's back. You know, he did that. Oh, and we got to remember to thank the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. If you didn't hear the words as the installment of our brother in Chicago, the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, it was so honorable to hear him
And it's that fuel and that energy that he gives us to do what we're doing right here.
Mm. That's right. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah.
Okay, I know Sister Ava's still there. I know she was. So I hope the energy, yeah. I don't get air there.
No, that was, I mean, I was captivated. Yeah, I'm sure that our listeners could listen to this for another hour or so, and I'm just trying to think of what we can do to make sure even more people hear you. There's so much. I mean, I took notes. Everything from the opening up with the disciples of Jesus and,
yeah.
You know, your real-life interactions, you know, with our people. And you said, you just gave me a lesson when you said that with all that is out here, please understand that many of our people just don't know. And, you know, because I'm on the inside and I'm immersed in so much irrefutable truth, spiritually, mathematically, statistically, and it blows my mind how even people in our faith community are still looking blank. But it's humbling, you know. As you said, we have to come from a perspective that many of our people don't know, and even with all of that, yet and still the bright side of all of this is our people are still rejecting this in numbers that are so large that it's forcing Satan to have to take out more of his own people than he had planned to in the quest to get us. Because this, when they were projecting this all being over by now, they thought they'd have everybody jabbed by now.
That's right.
That's why they said that. And so every time we look like we're going back to so-called normal, which that's never going to happen, because Allah is like, y'all don't get it. Your world is done. Okay?
Right.
There is no return. But this is absolutely phenomenal.
Dr. Ava, it's beautiful that you just said what you said, because I had that exact thought today, and that just shows how the Spirit is connected, all three of us. We really, the fact that we got to really understand that our people just don't know. And I was just having that thought before you said it, is that it's clear to us. Like I said, we have been in it and we just live it. So there's certain things that it just common to us. As a matter of fact, I had a conversation with someone who was just kind of casually talking about people as though I should know who they are. But I was like, I don't know, because I'm not in your world. You're in the medical world, so that person is known in the medical world.
Right.
Or in this particular world, you would know, and particularly black people in the medical world, you would just, that would be a common name. But I'm not in your world, so I don't know. So she was speaking. She didn't remember, like, oh, yeah, you're not in my world, so you don't know who this is.
Right.
Even though she was like, you should know who that is. I was like, I don't. And a lot of our people just don't know. And the only way they do know is from what they see on TV and what they're fed and what they're given. But the beauty of what Brother RZA said is that a lot of our people, the plan is not working, because even though they only got one source, they ain't even taking that source. I was, matter of fact, I was at a birthday dinner with my cousins. I flew back in and went to a birthday, and I was sitting at a table, and I heard my cousin, I just heard they use this for depopulation. And I was like, hold on, what did you just say? And I'm the one that everybody comes to for the sidebar conversation. And I
that's
heard
right.
two of my cousins, one that's not really
crazy.
Down, but he knows, and then another one who's been in the military and the cops, and he's a good Christian. I would have never thought that he would agree with me. He was agreeing. And some other cousins, I'm like, hold up. I'm the one. I'm the Muslim, y'all. Hold up. How y'all talking like me and I ain't talk to y'all? They get it. And so that's powerful that they're getting it and seeing what's going on, and they're not buying it, and they even know.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Wow. Can I, if I may, on that point, Dr. Ava, I'll say the enemy has, we know he is, you know, Satan's magician or Pharaoh's magicians, which, of course, in this day and age are Satan's magicians or what we call not only social media but mainstream media. They are losing so much power with their illusion that they have been pushing on the people that, hey, just take the shot. Take the shot. Your favorite celebrity said, take the shot. Your favorite actor, hey, I got it. You should get it too. They've been doing this whole campaign, but what they don't realize is you are making more people skeptical because you are pushing it so abnormally hard. They ain't never pushed nothing like this. So the people are like, I was going to get it, but now I don't know about this. Y'all doing a little too much.
Yes,
like people are freaking it out. Mm-hmm. It's just, so what I want to say is the number of the people is much larger. The number of people who don't want to get it is much higher than what they are saying. And that's the other thing, which is a psychological game, because if I make you think that less people want it, then in reality, at a certain point, it will become the reality. And in reality, more people don't want it than what I'm telling you. And that's the other thing that I wanted, you know, people to know. On social media, the majority of people are not with this. They're not. And they are, I mean, like, they are overwhelming. I think the last thing, it was ABC that put out a questionnaire, an article, and said, you know, have you or anyone that you, anyone, any of your loved ones taken the shot and overcome, you know, the virus or prevented you from going to the hospital? You know, send us your story and tell us your vaccine story and how it helped you. They received over 5,000 responses. I would say to them it was overwhelmingly over 98% opposite. People sending in the horror stories, the negative effects, what really happened, all the different things, myocarditis, encephalopathy, brain swelling, heart swelling, abnormal menstrual cycles, those pause, all this stuff. So they got the reality, but they was trying to get some stories from people saying it helped me, it did all that, but what they really got was the reality and the voice from the people, which was, you have lied to me, I trusted you, this happened to me, my mama's gone, my auntie's gone, I can't walk anymore, et cetera, from that shot that you said was safe and effective. So I just want us to know that the word is getting out, and far more people are against it than are for it.
Well, but right before you came on, we were sharing the report from the research team in the current paper about this television station that got, I think, 216,000 comments when they were soliciting this. Let me tell us your COVID-19 loss. And they're like, no, I didn't lose anybody to COVID-19, but I lost my dad, I lost my grandmother, or I lost my parents, or I nearly died, not from the virus, but from the vaccine. And then these nurses, these healthcare workers who are exposing what is going on. We got a story with a nurse saying that the phrase, the term Delta variant is never used within the actual medical and health community. It's only used in the media. It's not in anybody's medical notes. It's not in the conversation. It's just in the media. And the treatment protocols, which they really don't have any, because they want everybody vaccinated, but the way they handle patients is no different. And it's like my husband and I were talking recently. You know where all of this is? It's on TV.
That's right.
If you look around in your observable reality, you don't see what they're saying is out here. All the hospitals, people are falling out the windows because the hospitals are overflowing with Delta variant patients. And someone raised the question in the response to that station. They said, there's no test for a Delta variant. How do
that's
you know
right.
that's what people have?
That
it's
is
the,
right.
It's the vaccine
that is right.
that's sending people to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. what you laid it out perfectly about crossing that blood barrier into the brain. See, people are going to sleep and don't wake up. That's not a virus.
Come on.
That's that mRNA vaccine where people are just, they just drop dead. This is amazing, but let me be quiet because I know some people want to get in here and talk to you, Brother Rizzo. Let's see. We've got our dear sister, Ula. I know you didn't go to sleep on this program, on this one.
No, ma'am. I couldn't do it. My favorite brother on there, you know.
I know that's cool, right.
I'm just troubled because they say that sisters are going on the farm and brothers have to get that test to go out there. And I heard Dr. Keeley say 2 or 3 weeks ago he wasn't taking a test. So I prayed a lot on it, and I said I was going to say that. But to this brother whom I've listened to, and I see the fire of Allah in this young brother, and I say go, you know what they say. It's a slang term for it, but I can't remember it at this time. And this is what I was going to say, Sister Ava. This, internationally, the devil is getting worse and worse. According to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when he taught us in the 70s, the worst is yet to come. And we see it with him whipping the poor. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Yeah, with him using a whip, helped win the war. The Haitians came over and helped the blacks to get out of slavery by helping to fight the war. And then this is the way that they say thank you, by using a whiplash. So I wish I was trying to figure out that I have enough money to get a bus or whatever to get to Texas. Because I just couldn't stay there, stand here, and listen to this madness. So, inshallah, I just want to say this to you, Sister Ava. Love you, honor and respect you, and I pray that Allah bless you with you and the members of your family, relatives, neighbors, and staff. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Ula.
Thank you to Allah.
Thank you, beloved. Now, we've also got on the phone tonight our national correspondent for the Final Call newspaper, Sister Charlene Muhammad. And we definitely want her comment. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Charlene.
Wa alaikum salam, Minister Ava. Thank you for taking my call. And assalamu alaikum to the entire panel.
Thank you for calling in.
I'll be brief. Look, first of all, Brother Reza, I'm so glad that you're on and continue. Our prayers are with you, of course. I second what Minister Ava and Brother TC has said, and Sister Ula. You know, if I may, Minister Ava, I'll be very brief. Thank you, Sister Pamela, for acknowledging the articles, because you remind me of some of the things that we wrote, right, Minister Ava? But
I forgot some things, yes.
Exactly. It's like, because you're on the battlefield, you write, you go, you write, you go. But, you know, one of the things I wanted to say, thank you, Brother Reza, for what you continue doing the field, because when you mentioned Project Veritas, I'm writing just a sneak peek of the upcoming piece. And Minister Ava, I switched a little bit of the whole angle, because our indigenous family is being killed in these hospitals as well as ourselves, you know. And Brother Reza, I think you posted it. Another federal whistleblower came out. So building up on what we have in the current issue about the nurses, we have a federal health whistleblower came out, and this woman is telling it all, and she has secret recordings. So I got the 2-minute insight on that from you, Brother Reza. So thank you for what you're posting. But Minister Ava, if I could give a additional view of our people being aware, because Brother Reza's right, you know, as I writing and researching, I kept saying, oh my God, and speaking to people, just the level of unawareness was troubling me. And then I also thought about one thing that happened one night. Some of our people are doing and have done what Brother Aries Spears did to Brother Reza, which was they chose, or they're choosing, to deny or ignore the truth that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and many of his helpers, right, loved ones, family members, activists like Brother Reza, you speaking the laws of God, part one and two, all across the board, they're ignoring them to a degree as well, like just shutting it down, either because of who we are, because it's the Muslims, or because of the propaganda machine. But for whatever reason, what I've been seeing lately is this case in point. I have a personal family member, and from day one, since the Criterion, we've been sharing everything that we're allowed to share, right? You all are no different, the pamphlet, the articles, the lectures, you know, maybe trying to just say something, give another viewpoint. And it's in one ear and out the other, but recently this same beloved family member contacted me with this big news, and it was something that a dear friend of hers who is a Christian shared with her regarding COVID. And my daughter and I looked at each other like, lo and behold, it's everything we've been saying in a nutshell. But all we did was say, all praise is due to Allah, right? She got it. But some, it's through the vessel. I don't know if you all are experiencing this as well, but it brought to mind what Student Minister Ismail Muhammad shared once too. Like, we have a duty to know, because the minister has been here piping all these many years, and especially about this depopulation policy, and especially now about the Criterion, and they got to listen. They got to wake up. They have to listen. So you're right. Mm-hmm. What more can we do? We just keep on going. But I wanted to offer that viewpoint of something that happened to us recently, and my daughter and I looked at each other like, they were not just telling them this. But maybe it was softening the ear so that when they finally heard it somewhere else, they could get it. I don't know, but I'm just glad she got the message, you know. And thanks for letting me share. Yeah.
Thank you showing. Yeah, and your articles are spot on, I'm telling you.
Praise.
That's
be
right.
To yes, I'm honored to be able to write.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm really invigorated.
Charlene.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And this is Sister Pamela, and I want to say thank you so much for those articles, because they give so much substance that we can tell others and reference your articles. So all that good work is definitely being used, and I want to thank you for all you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise is due to Allah. I would be remiss if I did not say it is inspired. I'm not the minister, obviously, but a guided soul. And so, you know, people point, and I shoot. And thank you, Minister Ava, for pointing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Listen,
that's right.
I can't tell you how happy we are to have you on this team. You're a great asset. So thank you, beloved.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
I
ma'am. So, wa alaikum salam. So we have Brother Daryl calling in, and we want to, it is with a heavy heart, though, that we advise the Elevated Places family that Brother Daryl's mother, Sister Lillian, did in fact make her transition a few days ago, and we pray that Allah is pleased with her, and we know she fought the good fight. But I know that this is a difficult time, Brother Daryl. As-salamu alaykum, sir.
Wa alaykum as-salam, beloved. All praise is due to Allah. For you all, I am so happy to belong to the Nation of Islam. I thank
yes,
you
sir.
And all those that know my mother fought a good fight. Like I said, she was touched by Master Farah Muhammad. She said that he came in her room. She talking to me like she's talking to you all. And said straight to her, she said, I know what I'm saying. He told me I'm not finished with you. That's the word he said. He said, I'm not finished with you. And she, after she heard that, she was comfortable with that. But me and my wife made it the day before she took a transition. We could not get in. I'm telling you, white folks are something else to save her. Even though my mother's family everywhere coming in, they would not allow us in. Me and my wife had to go up. Allah bless us to walk right by them and get upstairs to talk to my mother. It's just a shame how these beasts are treated. But my mother, she was at peace. I noticed she was just getting up, getting her grandchildren spending money, going to take them and do whatever needed to be done. She did everything. She said, I wanted a red casket. I wanted, she was just naming everything, horse and buggy. And my sister said, I don't want to hit it. I don't want to hit it. But I'm not going to talk long. But Rasu really comforted our family as well because he knew my mother very well. And he said, I'm sorry, I can't make it. But she talked with her. He did a lot of compliment to her because she's the baby. And she was the last 3 to 4 years that my mother was with her. But she was with me the first 8 years. She said, I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to go home. So she went home, and that's where she would spend the last time with my sister. But I am so happy, and thank you all for being here for us. And Sister Pamela, is some legal issues I want to speak with you about. My wife, I think she has your number, because now the enemy want to step in and mess with some estates and trying to get some extra stuff. And we don't need another lawyer. We want to talk to someone in the next. So we want to talk to you. And one more thing, my sisters want to meet with you, Sister Ava, one-on-one. My mother left a lot of information and drawings of the uniforms for the sisters and started drawing for the – and she – I've seen them years ago, so we want to see if we get something set up with you all. But I love you all, and I'm very
– I love you, too.
– that beating our people on horses, this is nothing but modern slavery. And I'll just be glad when this is over with because – and our brother that's on there talking – may Allah continue to bless you, brother, because you are our
brother,
future. With D.L. Ugly, Steve Harvey, all of them are selling out. I remember some months ago I told you about Steve Harvey. They speak highly of the minister, but then they tell us to take a jab. So they're selling out.
That's
And D.L. Ugly, holler about he's comfortable. Yeah, you're comfortable, but Allah could take a spot. So when you
sir.
I just love you. I am
Thank
so
you.
Happy. My mother, they will be viewing, if you want sister, my wife to send you the what's name for Saber, where it'll be a live stream tomorrow. I love you all.
Okay, please. We love you too.
Love you as well, beloved.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. All praise is due to Allah. And we are truly family. Oh, we got another one of our research group members and writers, Brother Dr. Ridgely, you got a comment? Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Dr. Minister Ava, and wa alaikum salam, my brother Machine Gun Truth Islam.
Come on.
My brother.
Machine Gun Truth
Mr. B. Green Thumb, Allah's Green Thumb.
brother, you reminded me of something. When you're talking about how our people say, wait a minute, you want us to take this? You know, Brother Reza. You see, they said, now y'all come up to the front of the bus now. We got a shot for you. Hold on. You never gave us nothing first. But now you want us to come to be first in line? I don't think so.
Come on.
That's where they blew it. And I'm telling you out there in California, I do believe that some of them black folks, they scalped them codes, you know, they was giving out codes for black folks to get in the front of the line to get the shot. And they found that a lot of rich white folks got the shots early. So I say, I know some brothers outside saying, look here, man, I got a code for you. You're $500. You can go front of the line.
Talk, Brother Rich.
But thank you so much, my brother. I love you so much, man, because you be tearing it up nonstop. It's Brother Reza, Machine Gun Truth Islam. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, you done did it, my brother. Wa alaikum salam. Yes, sir. All praise be to Allah, my brother.
Thank you, Brother Dr. Richard. Yeah, that was totally on time. Yes, sir.
That's right.
We got one of our top fishermen in the nation, Brother Hoyle, out of Memphis, Tennessee, as we begin to wind down.
Assalamu alaikum.
You made this time.
Yes, ma'am. Alaikum salam, family, brother, and may Allah be pleased with Brother Darrell's mother, giving him condolences, and may Allah be with him. And Brother Reza, keep it up, brother. Every knock is a boost. Every time these Negroes sell out, it's just one more notch for us, you know. So I wanted you put out a video about the drones and the darts. You know, it's just like we're animals, you know, like shoot that tiger, a lion, or elephant, and, you know, shoot him with a dart. You know, it's that's the way they look at it. It's just, you know, you see the way they do us in Haiti. And I wanted to let y'all know, today they had a mass shooting in Memphis at a mall, not at a grocery store, in a suburb town. So, Steve, you know where Collierville is, a little bit outside of Memphis. And it was an Asian guy. They didn't put the race. You know, if it was us, Tyrone Jones, he'd been done this. It would have been first, you know, our pitcher in first grade, put bubble gum under the seat.
Right.
It was us, you know. But it was, I think, an Asian or a white guy. But, Brother Reza, the Memphis mayor got 2 shots, and he ended up with COVID.
Oh, wow.
He's fully vaccinated. The mayor of Memphis now.
He
asked for it, right. But, like I said, the people are waking up. I deal with the same thing with these local talk shows here in Memphis. I got on there, and they send our own attack dog Negroes to come try to fight us, you know, and come in with taking the vaccine, these preachers and these sellout Negroes. But the young people, when we're out there soldiering, Brother Reza, that take it from me with boots on the ground. Young people, we ain't taking it no way. From it's the middle class, so-called educated. And Brother Dr. Aleem said it's the fearful. He said it's the fearful and the it was another word he used. It mainly fearful and the ignorant, but it was another word he used. But it's the fearful and the scared that are taking the. But you know, all we got to do is be patient and warn our people, and just keep doing what you're doing, Brother Reza, because the information, we're winning all the time. So it's just the last fight is when they come after us physically. You know, there's a lot of sightings of the baby planes out. I have 2 or 3 links that I'm Facebook friends with, and these are new ones every day. These are new. Like every day I'm getting them. These are in different countries. They are here in America, but you don't see them. They're not going to put them on the news. But these are baby planes. Sometimes the mother plane, but maybe mainly the baby planes. But anytime you see the baby planes, and you can look at our weather that they're planning. But you keep up the good work, man. Allah bless you. And Sister Ava, keep up these good articles. And let's get this paper to our people, because it's too much information. It's too much information in here one person can take this paper and whip the crap out of all these docs with all this information in here. So,
That's right.
May Allah bless you, Brother Reza. And, I'm sharing you all the time, Brother Hoa Muhammad. I'm your faithful. You probably see me around in there. May Allah bless you, soldier.
We'll talk offline, but I got to
make we'll talk. I'm going to bring you – I got to bring you out to the south in Memphis. So stay even know what it is down here. Memphis is – Honorable Elijah Muhammad said whoever raised Memphis raised the whole world. This is the gateway of the south. So, like I said, we got rich land out here, Mississippi, Arkansas, well water. So stay even know what time it is down here. So
we're about to come down there. You know – We're still engaged in Project Separation, and you know every month we do the Zoom program,
ma'am,
with Sister Donna, Brother Cartier, because believers are buying land and they're farming. We had Brother Brandon and his wife from the Carolinas. They have a dairy farm, and he gave such a scientific breakdown Tuesday night of milk. And they're producing the milk that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad refers to as pure. Because we assume that if milk is raw, but there's more to it than that. And I mean, when they got through, you would just totally reject commercial milk on any level. But the process of separation is occurring, and that's what all of this is
about.
Right. And thank you, Brother Hoyle, for
one more tidbit before I go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, before we go. The Dr. Lean said
that
the Amish community is totally zero COVID. You know why? Raw milk, because it's got raw milk has the beta and gamma vitamin D.
That's right.
So they have zero COVID. Keep up the good work on that. I'm going to let somebody
that
else talk. Riza, get with me later on. We're going to come to Memphis, Sister Ava. Hit me up, Sister Ava.
Yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum.
That's what I'm trying to get out. I'm coming down there very soon. And yes, the Amish people, you'll find that several of the believers who are building homes, the Amish are helping build the homes. They're teaching our brothers and sisters about these aspects of farming. So there's a great deal that's happening. And I know we're right down to the end of the program, and I really wanted to get a quick comment from Brother Kareem Muhammad, and I want him because he's 13, Brother Riza, and so that rounds out our full family. This is the night of the future with yourself. And Brother Kareem, could you quickly give us your comment? As-salamu alaykum, sir.
Praise to Allah.
Uh-oh. I think we might have had
We
got to
hear from my young brother.
Yes, sir. Are you there, Brother Kareem? Okay, I think we lost him, but we'll catch him. Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Real quick, Brother Kareem, because we only got 2 minutes.
Okay, I just wanted to say my mom wanted me to make some bread, and she was like, we going to replace this bread with the one we get from the store. And I was like, okay. And so my bread turned out to be better than the one from the store. They got 30-plus ingredients, and I was over here with my five ingredients in my hands kneading the dough, and you can tell the difference of the quality that they produce and that we produce in our own home. As-salamu alaykum.
That's right, Zoldan. That's right. He's like, I made my own bread.
And Brother Reza, he's always like that. He's always straight to the point. I mean, that was a peek.
That's right.
That was just a peek into the future. But, Brother Reza, we can't thank you enough. Oh, my God, I can't believe we let so much time go by. We thank Sister Rona for dropping your name last week, I think it was. We were like, oh, my God, yeah.
That's
right. We've got to come back.
Absolutely.
Oh, so I got to thank you, and we just need you for so many things. But I was going to bring up something at headquarters that we're developing. And Brother Hoyle's right. You got to come to Memphis, and you got to come to Mississippi and meet us there as well. But I want to thank
Absolutely.
You. I want to thank Brother Terrence Muhammad, my co-host, Sister Rona Muhammad, our executive producer, Sister Pamela Muhammad, Sister Attorney Pamela, and all of those who have listened in tonight. And I just have one more thing for you. I hope I can do this, Brother Riza. Brother Riza.
Yes, ma'am.
Just wanted to give you a big elevated places round of applause because that was absolutely awesome. May
Praise
Allah bless
to
all
Allah.
Of us with love. Yes, sir, all day long. And may Allah bless us all with love and the light of understanding as I greet you all in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum
as-salam.